if you think about it, you would have something very similar to a tropical environment inside the Earth. And because there wouldn't be as much erosion inside the Earth, the most of the vegetation will be in these crevasses, and also there will be some sunken lands too where sections have dropped as the Earth has expanded. So what would actually happen is in the bottom of these valleys you'd have massive forests of deep vegetation. You have trees growing in a lower gravity environment, so they can grow much taller. They don't need such strong trunks. They were the biggest trees you've ever seen, the biggest flowers, the biggest leaves, everything, because of the environment inside the Earth. And because of the low gravity, you'd also have large animals as well as small animals.
All right, now let's also talk about what kind of creatures might be down there, what kind of inhabitants. And you believe when this planet formed and then when life formed, what came first, the inhabitants for the hollow Earth or us?
Us. Well, what came first was life on the outside of the Earth.
Okay.
That's what came first. And then after the inside cooled, then life started on the inside. But it may be, looking at the whole thing, I would say that the inside surface would have been totally covered with oceans because it would have been much deeper. And also the ocean beds wouldn't be as deep. So we would suggest that life would have started in the ocean inside the Earth. On the outside, it also started in the oceans, but then gradually habitated the land. That would have happened later inside the Earth. But much as the outside, life would have evolved, but it would have evolved to fit the environment. And this is a question where humanity comes into it. There are unique characteristics in humanity that come from somewhere that don't belong with the environment we live in.
Okay, and then what happened based on the pressure and the atmosphere, they developed quicker inside.
They developed quicker because the environment was more friendly for the evolution of life. So in other words, you take where we are now on the outside of the Earth. For so many months of the year, we have winter, so nothing grows, nothing can evolve, everything slows down. We have 12 hours night, 12 hours day. Inside the Earth, it's almost like a greenhouse effect, I suppose. We have constant light, constant warmth, so things can evolve, reproduce, and go ahead with nothing to stop them. They don't have to slow down for a winter. There's no deciduous trees. There's no rings in the trees. It's just a constant growth.
Did they have dinosaurs?
Yes, I would say so. That is a safe assumption. It may not be necessarily dinosaurs, but there would be animals inside the Earth the size of what we were the dinosaurs here. And that's another very interesting story as to what happened to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you that. If indeed an asteroid hit 63, 65 million years ago, wiped out the surface dinosaurs, what then would have stopped, if anything, continuing to evolve?
That's only a presumption. We don't know that a meteorite impact wiped out the dinosaurs. In fact, in our book, we explain a much more logical reason for the demise of the dinosaurs. And if you want to hear that, I can pass you over to Matthew, because he's done
sure.
a bit of work on that.
Take it away, Matthew.
Okay. basically, the dinosaurs disappearing is not because of a meteorite impact, but it's basically because of the changing value of gravity on the Earth. So what's actually happened is the Earth, when it was much smaller, it used to spin a lot faster. And as a result, centrifugal force has caused the resultant level of gravitation around equatorial regions to be much less. And so the dinosaurs, as well as all other life at that time, could evolve to be much larger. Now, as we explained before, the Earth, when it reached a certain point, began to expand and the continents drifted apart. And at the same time, as the Earth is expanded, it's slowed down in its rate of rotation, which is naturally what happens in such a situation.
Gets bigger, sure.
Yes, and so as it's slowed down, the centrifugal force has reduced, and so the level of gravity has increased. And so we've found that all of life, not just the dinosaurs, have had to contend with this extra level of gravity. And so larger dinosaurs were no longer practical, and they've died out slowly. And this provides a great explanation for a lot of the flightless birds and all sorts of things that we have. That, a flightless bird has wings, and it evolved at one point because the wings were obviously beneficial to it, but it slowly evolved so that its wings no longer are used for flight. So there's all these other reasons as well, and it matches in quite nicely with the expanding Earth theory.
Another thing too, George, on that is recent discoveries with dinosaur bones, they've found that the weight of the animal, the bones are insufficient to support their weight. They would fracture. And also the muscle purchase on the bones is not enough for them to have enough muscle to lift their legs or get up off the ground. And there's been some books put out on this that dinosaurs could not live in the current gravity environment. Now, that gravity environment would have reduced on the equator in line and equatorial regions in line with the spinning of the Earth. It wouldn't have changed on the poles, of course.
Okay, now, if that happened on the surface, if there were dinosaurs in the interior, would they have been affected as well?
No, that wouldn't have happened because the interior would have been too hot until the Earth expanded. Which ended the dinosaurs, the interior was probably uninhabitable. So I would say, and then we're using a bit of a presumption here because there's only so much evidence, but when the Earth was smaller and the dinosaurs were on the outer surface, it is more likely the inner surface was uninhabitable, or if it was inhabited, it'd be very primitive at that stage because of the size of the inside of the Earth.
How did human life evolve then there? Did they migrate from the surface, or did it just establish itself in the
Earth? All right, well, intelligence established itself inside the Earth. Once intelligence established itself inside the Earth, they saw their world around them, and they thought the universe was just a molten mass for infinity with various bubbles like theirs in it. And they decided that once after they'd... I mean, we go through a great story about this in the book, how they discover their world, they polluted it just like we have, and they decide to go searching for other worlds like their own. Now, this is a presumed story, but they found the outside. But the trouble on the outside, because of the harsh sunlight, because of the seasons and the heavy gravity and the UV light, which is a crucial thing too, they could not survive on the outside of their world. And so they created humanity to manage it. But they're in charge of us. They're our gods. They would guide us. They would give us ways to control the outside world. And we still possess a lot of their characters. There's a lot of things about humanity that relate to them. And if you think of UFO encounters when people report beings that they've seen, they are the closest species to man of any species experienced on this planet. And even if you consider chimpanzees, which are fairly close to us, they are much further, much, much further away from us than reported sightings of UFO people. And that's
so,
because we came from them.
I was going to say, we're in their image.
Well, that's what it says in Genesis.
It says we were
created in their image. They set a garden aside in the Garden of Eden, and the Garden of Eden, we believe, was set aside by them in the inner world, and they got the animals, because that's why Adam had to be taught to wear clothes and till the ground, because when he went out on the outside of the earth, he didn't have protection.